Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
312-233-1019. Let's start the winning. Man breaks up with cheating girlfriend and went to McDonald's behind his back. They had a deal. They had an agreement. They were doing this together. And she went sneaking off to the drive-thru without telling him.
That seems reasonable to me.
Maybe she's running a little more, though. Whatever. I don't know.
Doesn't make it okay.
A deal is a deal.
A rule is a rule. Top three cheat foods. I can argue with you on this one, Bill. Number three.
Oh, a piece of chocolate cake at Bertillo's.
Yep, that's a good cheat one.
Yep.
That's a good one. Or sound like we're doing a commercial here. Number two, Tina, your cheat food.
Italian beef sandwich with mozzarella cheese from Bertillo's.
What was it?
Italian beef sandwich with mozzarella cheese.
Beef and cheese.
Yep.
And then two things that go together so well. Beef and cheese. And finally, in at number one, if you're going to cheat, PJ, you might as well cheat with what?
Gene and Jude hot dogs.
All right, there we go. Gene and Jude hot dogs. There you go. Did you see that, speaking of hot dogs, Major League Baseball announced that they're going to hire official hot dog tasters for all the stadiums?
Oh.
It's a full-time job. Whip, this could be one for you.
Well, guaranteed Ray Field has some of the best hot dogs in the business.
Yeah, to me, it's all about the bun. It has to be a good steamed bun.
That's true.
It's all about the bun, PJ.
Got a smartphone or tablet? Download the free Mix app from the Apple Store or Google Play.
On Saturday, I was going to pick up coffee, and I walked past in my town. I'm guessing you don't know anything about these places. I didn't even know what they're for.
Sure, I don't.
So I walked past this place, and it's one of those blowout bars.
You know, yes.
Where you get your hair
styled.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that's all they do.
Yeah.
A
lot of it.
Mm-hmm. Like, women just walk in there, and there's just, like, 17 people holding hair dryers.
Yes, pretty much.
And then they sit down, they just blow the hair dryer through your hair, and you give them $30, and they walk out. I don't know.
Because it's not a bar.
They do it in a way that you can never do it at home. You know when you get your hair done, and like it never looks that way at home. So
like a blowout.
It is. Pretty nice.
See, in guys' hair, we're generally different. The second we get done with our haircut, we leave and go back and fix the way it's supposed to look because they try to make our hair look really fashionable and we feel stupid.
Mm-hmm. Do you take a shower after you get your haircut?
I do.
That is so
sometimes.
Weird to me.
Yeah. I do. Even when I get the fancier package and get the shampoo at the place,
I still go home and take a shower.
That is so bizarre.
I will feel like, even if there's only one, it's going to annoy me all day.
Well, that's because I brought up to a friend the blow-up bar. I'm like, blow-up bar? And he's like, oh, yeah, my wife will go there. And then she doesn't want anybody to mess with her hair for like 3 days.
Totally. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
It'll stay that way for like 3 days?
You have to be respectful of it.
You buy a silk pillow and you go to sleep to kind of keep it straight?
You have to be respectful of it.
Yeah, like, you know, if you're like hugging or something, don't be like twirling my hair or touching it if I just got a blowout.
How long does the blowout last? Can it last 2 or 3 days?
I think so.
I think it depends on your hair.
Yeah.
Do you try to make it last?
Yes, always.
So you're very careful how you sleep or what you do to it because... Because it'll all just fall.
When you shower, you have to put, like, a cap on or put it all the way up, like, in a bun.
Or, like I said, you get the silk pillow, and it supposedly helps keep it.
I thought that silk pillow was so you don't get wrinkles on your face.
That, too.
Yeah.
So many
doubles.
So
did
many
you know
uses.
That, Whip?
No, I just, I have silk pillows just because that's how I am. Silk everything.
Underpants.
It feels weird when you're wearing the silk underpants and you don't have silk on your face, you know?
Just slide right off the bed every time you get in, you just slide right off.
Exactly.
There is no male version of the something we try to hold on to for 2 or 3 days without wrecking it. Maybe, you know what? A car wash.
That's true. That's
there
true.
You go. Yep.
Yeah.
That's true.
We get our cars washed. We do everything we possibly can. Like, they're doing work on my street now where they've, you know, ground it up so it's dusty everywhere. I do everything I can to avoid it. I drive around different blocks to try to avoid the dusty street.
That's a good one.
Are there other ones? 312-233-1019. You know, things that guys do that we try to hold on to for 2 or 3 days so it doesn't get wrecked. There isn't one man that's ever walked into that blowout bar and said, blow this hair out. Let's get this baby fixed for 2 or 3 days. We don't have enough hair to do it. 312-233-1019. When you get the lawn mowed, Like when you mow the lawn. I remember when I was a kid, my dad made me push mow the front yard as opposed to the riding mower for the backyard.
Yeah.
Because he liked the lines.
More detail. Mm-hmm.
The lines looked better. Yeah. And then there was a no walk on the lawn rule.
Right.
For like 3 days.
Right.
Okay.
As soon as I get done mowing, my dad would be like, all right, now do not walk on that.
Mm-hmm.
No one walks on the lawn. So for 3 days, it's going to look like that.
Huh.
Are there others? 312-233-1019. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, when you get a new pair of shoes, you try not to mess them up for a little while.
Yeah, that's true. Don't want any scuffs on the white shoes,
right? It's like you don't even want to wear them outside.
Nope.
Right.
No, you don't want to like bend over and get creases in them or nothing like that?
Yeah, I know. Right? I know. It's funny you say that. My son just mentioned that to me the other day. He's like, I can't wear those. They'll get creases in them. I'm like, well, then what do you do?
Right.
Just walk so you don't bend your toes. Like, that's no way to live.
That's no way to live.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Jumping into a brand new week, what is everyone talking about? The sweetest, nicest social media platform ever, Twitter.
Not exactly.
Says the top three following things. You ready, Violetta?
Yes.
At number three.
Marky Mark and Mel Gibson team up again for Father Stew, a film. If you aren't familiar with the story, it's a boxer turned priest, and Mark says that he has to gain about 30 pounds for the role.
Right.
Which, you know, we know is tough for him because he's like a muscle man.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to
He's got to gain 30 pounds, like he's got to get chubby? Or he's got to gain 30 pounds of muscle.
No, I think chubby.
He can eat his Wahlburgers. Those are so good.
Oh, yeah.
They are? You've had them?
I bought them and cooked them, yes.
Oh, okay. So that's pretty much it. They're going to start filming soon.
Right after that, trending on Twitter number two.
Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian are the new hot couple, but many are saying he just made a rookie mistake. The Blink-182 drummer seems to have added Kourtney's name to his many tattoos on his chest. And I don't know. So they're dating, and he just added the name Kourtney to his tattoos.
Okay. Well, that didn't work out for Pete Davidson.
I'm just a little nervous because he put it on top of a bunch of other tattoos. Like, how's he going to cover it up when they break up?
Guys that are covered head to toe in tattoos never make any tattoo mistakes. They all tend to work out nice. And finally, in at number one.
Okay, the Ginger Assassin trending. Professional bowler Anthony Neuer, also known as Ginger Assassin, makes a 7-10 split for the fourth time in PBA Tour history.
Oh, are we really covering the pro bowlers for
7-10 split? Come on, 7-10 split.
You can watch that video over and over, and you're like, "Ooh, just knocks it right over." He hit the right one, and it slid into the left one.
Would that be the 7 into the 10?
Yeah.
Or is it the 10 into the 7?
Ooh, man,
it's really not important.
No, 7 into 10. Yeah, that's what 7-10 split.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's very exciting. Bowler community up in arms.
Maybe he's a lefty and he threw it and the 10 hit the 7, though.
He is a lefty.
No,
there you go. So the 10 might have hit the 7.
Well,
who cares?
Which way do you look at it?
Look at me. I'm perpetuating the pro bowlers tour conversation.
Right. Yeah. Oh, it's good stuff, though.
Well, okay.
Hey, it's Eric. You know, wow. Wasn't that entertaining? That was something, huh? Imagine what's coming next. This is what's coming next right here.
I saw the study or the survey that said 1 in 3 employees say they'd quit if work from home ends. And then going along with that, on the other side, 43% of people say they miss their time with their coworkers. I was wondering, anybody listening who can pinpoint something specific you miss about going to work? And you know what's hilarious? Only Sandy misses something.
Really?
Only Sandy. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, how are you?
Working from home, what do you miss about work?
Well, I work at a doctor's office. I work for cardiology.
Okay.
And, like, you know, we get samples of medications. Well, in order to get the samples of medications, right. We don't get them. We get them for the patients.
Right.
The representatives from the drug companies would come in, and they'd bring us lunch.
Oh, so you missed the catered lunch.
Free lunch.
We were confused thinking maybe you missed. You were missing the sample medication to take home with you.
No, we don't take it home. That's nasty stuff.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Every single day we had a catered lunch.
Yeah.
Every day.
You are sick of making yourself lunch, man. I get it.
Man, a catered lunch is every day. That would be so nice. And are you the kind of person that, you know, the other side of that survey where it says 1 in 3 employees say they'll quit if work from home ends? Are you one of those 1 in 3?
I have never worked from home.
Oh, okay. So you are going in, but you're just missing the new lifestyle change at work where no one's bringing you lunch anymore.
Absolutely.
I got it. Now I understand you. Now I got you. I wonder if there is anybody that, if work from home ends, you're quitting your job.
And that would be the sole reason. Because, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're already unhappy, this is like the nudge you need.
Yeah.
But If that's it, like, you love your job, but this is the one thing, that's
weird.
I got
to tell you, I am really amazed at the number of people who still seem to enjoy a year into this being at home.
Yeah, I think you just get used to it and you're like, wait a minute, why did I ever do that? If you have the option.
I would think you'd burn out at some point and need to get out and get some human interaction outside your own home, but maybe not.
Yeah.
I mean, or just go to work to use the printer. I mean, right. If I was working at home, I would miss the printer.
That really is totally
true. Because I don't have a printer at home, and, like, I don't know if I'm allowed to print other stuff here, but I do.
That's why our thing's been low on toner for the last 6 months.
Ink is very expensive. She's got a point.
They don't give me access to the colored printer, though. So
no.
That's an upgrade.
More stories with Violetta taking advantage of her employer. More stories of
you will be
Violetta
getting a bill.
How this affects me.
Not missing people so much, but missing the printer.
Let me tell you a story about me and how this affects me. I got you. Yeah, you might want to keep the printing thing quiet. They're very protective of their printer around here.
I know, but I need
very
stuff printed.
I know you do. Important stuff to get on Instagram.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
312-233-1019. Your husband must be a wonderful person, ladies. A limited number of dad. I thought we'd get a whole bunch like Clooney and like this dad. You know, your dad. The father of your children. Maybe taught the kids some things that are, you know.
Some questionable things.
They're questionable, but enjoyable.
Some pranks.
Little boy walks up to his mom, says, I like your hair, Mom. She says, thanks. Boy says, can I touch it? Mom's like, of course you can. So he reaches up and touches her mustache.
Wow. I feel the glare.
That's a good bit.
The glare the dad got right after that moment.
312-233-1019. Hi, Eric.
Hello.
Hi, Dad taught him.
I taught my kids to jump on the bed and pillow fight.
You did teach them to do that.
Okay.
Against your wife's better wishes?
And she had no clue what was going on. Yeah.
Yeah, kids just getting knocked out with pillows all over the place.
No clue what was going on. That's an easy teach. Dad taught him, Nicole. Hi, Nicole.
My husband taught my child to yell, did you fall in, whenever I would go to the bathroom.
Oh, yeah.
That is 100% dad right there.
So embarrassing. And he yells it even to this day.
No, it's a great bit. Hey, did you fall in? Dad taught him.
Hey, it's Eric. So are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is.
The one word people use to describe themselves the most, according to a survey conducted by YouGov. What was the number one word? And you needed a clue? I'm giving you one right now. What do you think that one word was, Eric?
Friendly.
Exactly right.
Nailed it.
Got it. Nicely done. How's your morning going?
Thank you. It's going all right. I'm actually at school now and getting ready for the day.
Oh, now are you school as a student or school as a teacher?
High school teacher.
Oh, what do you teach? Yeah.
Math.
Nice. Oh, cool.
What are we doing today?
Today, the kids are just reviewing for a test that they're doing next class.
Oh.
What school are you at? Give them a shout out.
I am in District 214 at Rolling Meadows High School.
Awesome.
My wife's a teacher in 214.
The old 214ers.
I actually am familiar with your wife, Whip.
Oh, hey.
That's the end of this conversation. I'm no longer comfortable with this conversation.
And you are no longer friendly.
Eric's friendly.
Don't get too friendly.
Friendly. In at number one in the one word people use to describe themselves. Followed by, here are your top 10 words. When people were said, all right, describe yourself in one word, what are you going with? Friendly at number one. Thoughtful at number two. We feel pretty good about ourselves.
Yeah.
Careful at number three. Rational at number four. Private at number five. Open at number six. Emotional at number seven. Impulsive at number eight. Carefree at number nine. And unfriendly at number 10.
Wow.
Friendly at one, unfriendly at 10.
And open and private right by each other on that list there.
Just like that. All right, now I wanted to try something, okay? See, I see the cringes, and believe me, I'm cringing too.
Uh-oh.
Because I don't know what the way today is going, if this is going to be possible, so I'm going to explain it very carefully.
Okay,
I'm listening
carefully.
All right, you guys ready, all three of you?
Yep.
All right, now what I'm going to want you to do is write down the one word, don't say it, write down the one word you would use to describe yourself, just like this, okay? Why are you looking off in the...
No, I'm listening.
You looked off like you were already bored.
No, I'm not bored. I'm just... It's hard to, like, analyze yourself, you know?
Maybe that's the word.
Do.
Bored.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
No, right. I'm not bored.
Pick one word to describe yourself.
Okay.
Then, now, listen. Everybody listening.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right.
Write the names down of everybody else on the show.
Oh.
And pick one word that you would use to describe that person.
Oh, man.
You follow
not
me?
Nice.
No, this is the fun part.
You follow me?
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
So for each person, write down one word.
Okay.
You're going to share all of those with me because coming up in the next 20 minutes, for you folks, a multiple choice test from what you've just heard can result in prizes for you.
Fun.
Prize time. Caller 25. Hi there, Brooke.
Hi. How are you?
Great. How's your morning going?
It's good now. I'm so excited to be on with you.
Ooh, we'll see. We'll see if you feel that way at the end.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I think so.
So, Brooke, about 30 minutes ago, I shared with everybody that they'd done a survey and asked people, all right, well, describe yourself in one word. And that number one word had been friendly. Friendly. Does that surprise you that that's the number one word people use to describe themselves?
Well, I mean, I think some people are being a little too fair with themselves,
but it doesn't
surprise me.
Like, what one word would you use to describe yourself?
Probably goofy or funny.
Goofy or funny.
Okay.
Good words. So,
I like
both
that.
Good words. So, now, here's what happened, okay, Brooke? After we did that, I had everybody here in the studio, myself included, write down one word that they would use to describe themselves, okay?
Right.
Then I had everybody write down one word they would use to describe everybody else on the show. So
okay.
I've got four names. Each of those names has four words below them. One of those words being what they use to describe themselves. It'll be your job to guess that word. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So it'll be myself, Whip, Nikki, and Violetta. Four words each. One of us or one of these words I share is the one that they wrote down for themselves. Brooke, who would you like to start with? And let's say, what do you want to get? 3 out of 4 right for prizes?
Yeah.
Sounds fair.
Who would you like to start with?
I would like to start with Whip.
Okay, with Whip. Okay, here are the four words used to describe Whip. One of them written by him, the other three written by the rest of us. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Did Whip use A, open, B, practical, C, easy, or D, rigid?
I would say practical, B.
Practical, B. Final answer?
Yes.
Whip, was it practical?
No.
Oh, no.
I do like that. That's better than the one I had,
that
truthfully.
That is a perfect word.
See, he says it's better, so let's move with practical.
Which one did you pick, Whip?
I picked easy. And again, I was having trouble because I really wanted to put easy to please, especially based on the other day with the, I was happy with 7 out of 10 and double your pay. But I couldn't think of just one word. So easy was what it was.
All right. We're going to leave that open to interpretation, okay? We're going to leave that open to interpretation. Who, you said you thought it, which one did you think it was?
Practical.
Who picked practical?
That was me.
Violetta picked practical.
Whip, I know you better than you know yourself.
You do. That was great. That was a great word.
All right, let's move on to the next one and just see what happens here. Who would you like, Nikki, Violetta, or me?
You.
Me. Okay.
This one's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Why is this going to be fun?
Because I want to hear what you thought about yourself.
Okay. Which one of these four words did I use to describe myself? Are you ready?
Yeah.
A, bold. B, focused, C, prankster, or D, exhausted?
Oh, this is good stuff.
Which one of those did I use to describe myself? Bold, focused, prankster, or exhausted?
I think you put exhausted.
That is exactly
that
right.
Is I almost put that for you. I swear.
That is exactly right.
Way to go.
That is
good
right
for you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. I feel pretty good about it too. All right. You're on. That turned you around. You're on a win streak here. We've got Nikki and Violetta left. Who would you like?
Nikki.
All right. Which word did Nikki use for herself? A, thoughtful. B, genuine. C, modern. Or D, boozer.
Did you say boozer?
Yeah, it's a boozer.
Okay, and this is what she put for herself.
This is what she put for herself, yeah.
And the first one was thoughtful?
Thoughtful, genuine, modern, or boozer.
Oh, shoot. This one's tough.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to say she put genuine.
Yes, that is
exactly
correct.
Whoa,
really? Yeah.
Boozer is a close second, though. Yes.
Yeah, I would have thought Boozer.
Great job.
Wow.
Thank you.
That was really well done. All right, we're down to one here. You got to get this one right for your prizes. Are you ready for Violetta's? Here we go.
Give me vibe to the phone, what you did.
What's that?
I want Violetta to give me positive vibes. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sending you positive vibes. Even though you picked me last, you're going to get this one.
You're vibing.
Because I was saving the best for last.
Oh, there you go, BC.
Right. How to play this game.
Here we go. Did Violetta use which one of the following words to describe herself? A, enthusiastic. B, bubbly. C, adventurous. Or D, Instagram.
You know who picked that one.
Exactly.
Enthusiastic, bubbly, adventurous, or Instagram?
Oh, goodness. I don't know if it's A or B.
I'm going to give you a clue. It is one of those two.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. A, enthusiastic, or B, bubbly?
I'll give you another. Oh.
I'm sorry?
A.
A, enthusiastic, Violetta?
Yes!
Yes!
That is exactly
right. Oh, my gosh.
I think Instagram is a lot more self-descriptive. Well done. Nicely done, Brooke.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
Weekend wrap-up. All the things you could possibly want. Did you know that you can now bring full-size sunscreen in your carry-on bag?
Oh.
Progress, people. Progress.
What about full bottles of wine?
Progress. On the TSA's website, SPF products now sit alongside other medical items like inhalers, contact solutions, and medications. But there is one disclaimer. While this change means your full-size sunscreen will no longer be confiscated at security, you will need to alert officials that you have it.
Get it out ahead of time.
Yeah, don't pretend it's not in there.
Okay.
Every time I go through, I for some reason, the past couple of times, I keep setting off the alarm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, because I have the TSA pre, so I get to go through the one.
Oh, yeah.
And then you got to go through the scan, and it looks like they always want to pat down my left knee.
Well.
What you got in there?
Nothing. But for some reason.
Says you.
Some reason, they think I'm hiding something in my left knee. Entertainment Tonight says Brad Pitt is launching a new clothing line called BP Signature. The line features cashmere sweaters, cashmere jackets, coats, velvet evening jackets, wool pants, cotton shirts, and two-button suits, all of them smelling like cigarettes.
That sounds so crazy. Wool pants are back?
Sounds like saucy.
I think of BP, I think of the gas station.
Yeah, right.
Your wool pants are your suit pants are wool.
They are?
Yeah.
Oh. He's basically putting out a line of every character he's played in every movie. Is
pretty
what
much.
It sounds like.
Pretty much. Take Brad is also selling a cotton smoking shirt for $750.
Oh, cool.
At the Masters over the weekend, you might have seen the guy named Will Zalatoris.
Oh,
he finished second,
didn't he? Yeah.
Nobody even knew. Like 18 months ago, he wasn't even in professional golf.
Really?
He wasn't even on a tour.
Oh, my gosh.
And he put it all together and ends up finishing second at the Masters. But what people are talking about is Will Zalatoris is having fun with the Happy Gilmore comparisons. In fact, he looks just like Happy Gilmore's caddy. Many fans observing that he bears a striking resemblance to the actor who played Happy Gilmore's first caddy in the legendary Happy Gilmore film.
There's a picture
of the caddy and then a picture of Will. They look identical.
The blonde hair. He's got like the blonde poofy hair
kind of. Really pronounced features.
Yeah.
This Will Zalatoris is like 6'4" and they said he has a 28-inch waist.
Oh my God.
24-inch waist?
28-inch waist. He's 6'4". Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty skinny.
Yeah, he is.
All the way through.
Jealous.
Man turns himself into a human dragon.
What?
Joshua Burns of Vancouver, Canada, has spent over $20,000 turning himself into the dragon. He had his tongue split, his eyeballs tattooed, and horns inserted into his forehead.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm. One of Joshua's tattoos took 51 hours to complete. He is now planning on having surgery to make his ears pointed and is working on fire breathing. So, the full dragon compliment will be. In place once he's able to do all this.
I guess whatever makes him happy.
That's right. Man spends $17,000 on plastic surgery after a potential employer laughs at him. I don't think he can do that.
Yeah.
Although it happened in Vietnam, a man recently underwent plastic surgery because of the employer laughing at his looks. He spent $17,400 on a nose job, chin implants, porcelain veneers, lip reshaping, lip implants, and double eyelid surgery.
Oh, did he charge the company for it?
Right. No one's laughing now.
No.
Man gives cops fake name even though real name is tattooed on his arm.
Lots of bodily things happening here. What's going on?
This is my tattoo segment of the show. And tattoo artists share the common request many of them will refuse to do.
Oh, yeah. What's that? Mm-hmm.
Getting your significant other's name tattooed might be your idea of romance, but some artists say they won't be the ones to do it. A receptionist at a tattoo shop said that although artists might not always have the heart to say no, they'll find another way of not putting another name on your body.
Mm. That's interesting.
Yeah, they choose not to do it.
They don't want to have to take it off later that or cover
exactly,
it up.
Yep.
That is exactly right. Intense workouts in old age won't make you any more likely to die. There's good news. So if you're 82, you can really go have a, you know, heavy workout and you should be fine. You're not going to drop dead of a heart attack. Okay. Firefighters rescue Massachusetts woman who got stuck in the mud on a beach. Did you see her?
No.
All the way up to her waist.
Whoa.
She sank down to her waist in mud.
What, like, oh, it wasn't quicksand?
No, mud.
It's like the closest we've had to quicksand.
Right.
I'm so scared of quicksand, but I don't even know where you find quicksand.
No.
Not Boston. From Boston. An overturned tractor trailer spilled syrup onto a Pennsylvania highway.
Oh, man, sticky.
Mm-hmm. Thursday on Interstate 476, the truck rolled over carrying a load of syrup, ending up on its side, spilling the sticky substance all over the roadway. It took hours and hours and hours to clean up. Did they ever clean up all the paint on 8094?
Yeah, well, enough to open it.
And I know enough to open it, but did they?
I haven't seen what it looks like. Yeah. Maybe I'll drive by.
I do know they had specialized crews.
You want me
do
to?
That
today.
No, do a video. Okay. Do a video.
No.
Side of the road. Look at that paint.
Yeah, they had special crews. What?
They had special crews going out there. I know that while that was going on, it was even going on after our show was over, even though it started way early in the morning, and they were saying at the time they had to bring, like, special crews out there to clean paint off the street as opposed to the regular crews. So that implies that they were cleaning it up.
Disney has created a real working lightsaber. A Disney executive showed it off for a recent press conference of new products. Smartphones were banned from the press conference, so no one was able to take pictures of it.
Oh.
But it was an actual working lightsaber.
That would be the most awesome thing ever invented by anyone.
Would it?
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Time to find out the updated list of the top three things trending on Twitter. Are we ready to go, Violetta?
Yes.
All right. In at number three.
Driver's license singer Olivia Rodrigo has some fun with the fact that she got a parking ticket. She's posted a picture of the parking ticket with a caption, "Damn, this driving S isn't all fun and games." Olivia Rodrigo also mentioned that it took her 4 attempts to pass her driving test. I guess that's why she's so excited and wrote this song about her driver's license.
Yeah.
Was it outside the boyfriend's house? Trespassing? Is it a trespassing?
I'm not sure.
Trending on Twitter, number two.
Many have been mourning the loss of DMX over the weekend, and a very cherished memory has been circulating online. Back in 2017, Gabrielle Union shared that DMX loved watching Golden Girls reruns.
Oh, like you.
I know, exactly. Who knew me and DMX had something in common?
Right.
He thought that Blanche, Rose, Dorothy, and Sophia were just hilarious.
Who doesn't?
I know.
Yeah.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
After 11 seasons, Shameless said farewell in yesterday's April 11th series finale. The show was set in Chicago and even filmed here sometimes. Many who saw the last episode were left scratching their heads because of the surprising and open-ended finale. Not sure I can give you many more spoilers because I did not watch it. Mm-hmm. And I will let you know, though, that you'll have a lot of questions at the end of it. Either way, it's the end of an era and it is trending. I got a lot of text about this, too. People are like, how are you not talking about Shameless?
Really?
Yeah.
Every time I would watch Shameless, I would get a little physically ill.
Like a little dirty.
You feel dirty. Oh, yeah.
I was just going to say, you totally feel dirty.
It's hard to watch. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.